Well, let's start with the basics, really, which is, can you give us what long-acting reversible contraception options there are?
Well, there are three, and they are two of them are IUDs, intrauterine devices. One is a hormonal IUD, which is a T-shaped device, very small, that's inserted in the uterus to prevent pregnancy, and that's approved for up to 3 years or up to 5 years, depending on the brand. The second is a copper IUD, which doesn't contain any kinds of hormones. That lasts for 10 years. And the third is a hormonal implant. It's a matchstick-sized rod that is inserted beneath the skin of the arm and prevents pregnancy for up to 3 years. But all three of these devices can simply be reversed and removed at any time.
And so this length of time, 3 to 10 years that they will work, does the medical community find that that makes them a good option, especially for young people that, as your piece said, it's kind of a set-it-and-forget-it type of option?
Well, we know that young people, and teenagers in particular, aren't consistent in their use of contraception. With birth control pills, there's still a 9% failure rate because they aren't taken properly. They aren't taken every day, or sometimes they're taken when the woman is also on antibiotics and then they don't work. So these kinds of devices are methods that can get a young person through school, through into a career, that they are not, they don't require any kind of intervention, and they're highly, highly effective.
And your piece suggests that's important, particularly here in Delaware, because studies show that teens are more sexually active these days, correct?
Well, they're in Delaware, there's a slightly higher rate than the rest of the nation, but in terms of teenagers being sexually active in Delaware and across the country, it's actually declined slightly, which is another reason why the teenage pregnancy rate has declined.
And the evidence to date in studies seems to show that the use of LARCs does work. What do we know from what's been studied that would indicate that these are effective ways of getting at the problem of unintended pregnancies?
Well, in Colorado, they had a very successful campaign in introducing LARC, and their unintended pregnancy rate fell by more than half. Their teenage pregnancy rate declined even further, and also they had the added benefit that for every dollar the state invested in LARC, they recouped $5.85 in medical costs that would have been incurred had these unintentional pregnancies occurred.
And at this juncture, how in demand are LARCs here in Delaware, or is there still kind of a need to educate people about them and about the benefits of them?
There is still a need to benefit people about the benefits of them, but that said, they're increasing significantly at Nemours, which treats children and a younger population up until age 18. They've trained 4 people to administer LARC to keep up with the demand for it. And there is a heightened awareness throughout the state that a number of OBGYN offices and state clinics, county clinics, are bringing it up in conversation, Planned Parenthood and other agencies, when women come in to have a conversation about contraception.
And this is kind of connected to a fairly recent initiative by the state of Delaware to make contraception more readily available and inform and educate people about it more, correct?
Yes. The goal is for anyone who is seeking contraception to make it available that very day. And in terms of LARC, LARC is now often introduced right after a woman has a baby and isn't planning to add to her family for a while, and also is often introduced after an abortion to prevent a subsequent unintended pregnancy.
And I guess part of the education with LARC is also involving what it doesn't do. And I guess that's almost as important, perhaps, as telling people what it does do.
It's extremely important. And there is definite concern that that young women, that adolescents and teens will think that because they won't get pregnant, that everything is going to be okay. But the truth is that LARC does not prevent against sexually transmitted diseases. It isn't going to keep somebody from getting a broken heart or looking foolish on social media or having her parents get mad at her. And it is part of a comprehensive plan, a comprehensive approach to being a responsible young adult.
And certainly continuing the conversation with both your medical provider, with your parents, with your family, with your partner.
Yes.
Eileen Dalabrida, we thank you so much for your time this week and this great piece.